Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a positive note, because we obviously talked about Harrison Butker, that's clearly a concern. On a positive note, I will say this defense now has put together eight quarters of really good football. It doesn't mean that I suddenly think they're just getting after the quarterback every snap without blitzing.
No, that's still the part of the game where I'm like, I'd like a little more pass rush. But, yeah.
But once again, Steve Spagnuolo, look at what happened in week one. When guys were obviously out of their spots, not doing their job, miscommunication. To look fast forward now and heading into week four already, there's clearly been a jolt of confidence, I think, for some young players, and they're playing a few of them a little bit more. They, in the secondary, have been shutting down A.J. Brown, now Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers just had his lowest career receiving total ever. That's pretty impressive to this point in time. So I think the defense now, eight quarters, has given me some confidence that I think they can continue to get better defensively. And they're going to have to. We talk about all the offensive issues. The defense, once again, is going to have to prop up the offense, at least for the time being. And we wondered after week one, can that happen? Like, can they get there?
How quickly
and,
can they figure
and
that?
They did it very, very quickly.
Matt McMullen put out the stat this morning. Since week one of 2023, so two seasons plus, what, the three games this year, the Chiefs are the number one ranked point per game defense in the NFL. So, I mean, that probably speaks a lot. The volumes goal that you're talking about, shutting down Malik Nabers was their most impressive feat yet. Malik Nabers is a star. He also is strong where you are weak. He's great in man coverage. He is great against smaller corners. The Chiefs have guys like Trent McDuffie whose size is maybe the only thing that they can attack you regularly on when you're as good as he is. Like, that should have been a difficult matchup. That man did not have a catch until the third quarter, and it was like one or three in the whole game, right? He had like the one, and then he got another one like late garbage time when it really didn't matter, and he still had to earn that one. There was the pass interference call in which Trent McDuffie gave up. Oh, no, that was on Wandell. So, like, when you start looking at the entirety of it, they have played tremendous defense for eight straight quarters, and that is without, I think, an elite-level pass rush. So the secondary to me deserves massive amounts of credit.
No doubt, the secondary to me, this is a Spags conversation once again. I mean,
the split safety coverage they ran in this game against Russell Wilson, nobody else was running.
Yeah, he's the best. Like, Steve Spagnuolo is the best. I mean, the personnel that he has right now on the front should be better, but he's making it work with what he has. That's what you're supposed to do as a head coach. Figure it out. Here's the personnel. You still have to figure it out, and they have figured out game by game, right? The plan that they had against Russell Wilson will not be the plan, obviously, they're going to have Sunday against Lamar Jackson. Now, they have a decent track record, actually, of figuring out Lamar. I'm kind of excited because I think this defense is going to play well enough to give him a chance on Sunday. I don't know about the offense, but the defense, to me, is going to give him a chance to win against Baltimore because of what we continue to see. You notice that it's becoming clear that kind of the rotation, if you will, in the back end of that secondary, because Trent McDuffie was able to play inside a little bit more this past week, because you know who's looked pretty good? Jalen Watson. Jalen Watson's been very good the last eight quarters.
Yep.
Noel Williams, Drew, playing a little bit more. He's becoming clearly the nickel corner for this team at this point in time. They trust him a little more. He's still probably a little grabby, a little handsy, you know, and is fortunate not to get called on that. That's something to watch moving forward. But those two players stepping up has allowed Trent McDuffie to move around a little bit more. And obviously, Trent McDuffie's locking guys down anyway. But if it wasn't for a ball that was underthrown to Devonta Smith against the Eagles, they haven't given up anything to any wide receiver since week one. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they really haven't.
Quentin Johnson got him a little.
Well, in week one, they had issues. Guys were 30, nobody was in 15 yards of these guys.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah, it was more like they had issues knowing where they were supposed to stand, I would say, more than they were having issues in coverage. It is a very good defense. Once again, very clearly a very good defense, despite the fact you would think that they'd be aging in a few areas. Chris Jones and Nick Bolton, and Nick Bolton's not old, but you know how it is in the NFL, where they try to move on from you in the little early going. Spags is incredible, man. I don't care. Every year when you do like a, if you do a year in review with him, just give him whatever raise he wants. I still think because he's a defensive-minded guy, no one will ever give him another head coaching job, even though I think that that might be a mistake because the players love him. And there is no team in the NFL, no coach in the NFL better at designing defense than Steve Spagnuolo. Mm-hmm. But, I, you know, pay him whatever the man wants. Because the only reason, and they could easily be, the Chiefs could easily be 2-1. 3-0, that's a stretch. I don't think they were ever really in the game against the Chargers. That's supposed to be a loss.
No, the defense was awful in week one.
Yeah, that's a loss 99% of the time. Mahomes was the only reason they even had like a slight chance in that game. But they could easily be 2-1 if the offense had come to the table because of what Steve Spagnuolo has done. I guess I have to assume that for the next three games, maybe they can just keep it ugly enough. Like you said, keep it ugly enough against the Lions and Amon Ra and Lamar Jackson and, you know, Trevor Lawrence and crew. They're going to have some weapons go up against them in these next few weeks. They're going to have to figure out a way to continue to do this.
You feel like the defense to this point is by no means perfect and there's still issues, but they have come along quick enough to give you hope that, yeah, they're going to be in all these games while they wait for hopefully the offense to figure it out. And if the offense doesn't figure it out consistently, to me, they're still going to be in games because of the defense. Now, I don't know what's that win total look like. It's a different conversation. But the defense, as well-coached as they are as a unit, and with what they have, to me, still personnel-wise in the secondary, because I think Jalen Watson is playing at a very high level to go along with McDuffie, which has kind of changed the game the last 2 weeks for them. Doing that is going to give them a chance to win some football games. So, yeah, that's to me, other than Tyquan Thornton, the two biggest positives out of the game last night. One, Tyquan Thornton. Two, it's just that this defense for eight quarters, to me, has played football where good enough football where they should be, at this point, capable of beating anybody from a defensive unit, right?
Yeah.
From a defensive unit. Offense is not good enough to beat anybody, duh. But their defense, they could, to me, they can come up with a game plan that keeps them in a game with whether it's Baltimore or Detroit or whoever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.